Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
She began to follow Congressman Wiener on Twitter because he had been supportive of Planned Parenthood and health care, two issues that are very important to her. In March of 2011, she posted a supportive statement about him and his strong position on these issues on her blog. Not long thereafter, he responded to her via Twitter, and then in the beginning of April, by email. Although discussions at first were about politics, sometimes he would try to take it to another level, mentioning his, quote, package, end quote. But it appears that he understood from her responses, or lack of them, that she didn't want to go there and have that type of conversation.
God bless her. Gloria Allred now has former porn star Ginger Lee as a client, and she's explaining there how her client became involved with Congressman Wiener. And that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. My God, this guy is unbelievable. And so the conversation goes on, hard to get it out of the public view, if you will. At a press conference, this former adult star, Ginger Lee, said that Congressman Wiener told her to lie about their communicating back and forth.
When the scandal broke and people started emailing me, I didn't know what to do. I asked Congressman Wiener. He asked me to lie about our communication. I put out a three-sentence communication that he told me to say. My statement to the press said, quote, "I haven't met Representative Wiener. I follow him on Twitter because I support him and what he stands for. I have been hounded by his political opponents, but that has not changed my view of him and what he fights for," end quote. I didn't want to say anything further. I refused to lie, so I went silent and went into hiding. I knew I couldn't lie for him, but I didn't want to be the one that kicked him under the bus. Finally, after realizing that I could no longer go through with this nightmare, and after receiving threats from an individual who threatened to release a statement, which I did not authorize, I contacted Ms. Allred. She helped me understand my options, and now I feel that I have the support I need to finally speak out to tell the truth, and that is what I've done today. I think that Anthony Wiener should resign because he lied to the public and to the press for more than a week. It might have never turned into this if he had told the truth, but he kept lying. If he lied about this, I can't have much faith in him about anything else.
All right, so Ginger Lee, the porn star with Congressman Wiener in the focus. Now let's go to Fox Television and Martha McCallum here talking to Washington correspondent Doug McElway about the press conference and the return of Congressman Wiener's wife.
So the porn actress known as Ginger Lee, side by side with celebrity attorney Gloria Allred in New York City, saying that the New York Democrat told her to avoid the media as that scandal broke. This all happening and coming to light as Huma Abedin, the pregnant wife of Anthony Wiener, and she is also the aide to Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, of course. She has now returned as she arrived from official business overseas. Friends say that Anthony Wiener has been waiting for this moment for her to get home before making a decision about his own political future. You can just imagine what that reunion was like and how difficult all of this must be. Doug McElway joining us now with the latest on all of this from Washington. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Martha. You know, just as some people predicted, this scandal is devolving into a slow drip of embarrassing information. A former porn star and exotic dancer, Ginger Lee, who exchanged more than 100 emails with Wiener since last March, held a press conference this afternoon in New York, during which she and her attorney, Gloria Allred, described how Wiener instructed her to lie once the scandal had broken. Quoting now, Once he got to the point of lying on national television, I knew everything I would say would be a lie, and I didn't want to do either. He told me how to lie. He told me if neither of us said nothing over the weekend, the story would die. That's what I did, she said. Now, this may be potentially significant in the Ethics Committee process. If the committee weighs whether Wiener may have attempted to obstruct justice or was merely encouraging somebody to lie in an effort to protect himself from embarrassment. Now, in other developments, we have heard nothing to indicate that Wiener will resign, as some of his colleagues suggested he would. Wiener's wife, Huma Abedin, has now returned to Washington from her overseas trip with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. She arrived at the couple's Washington apartment at about 4 o'clock in the morning today. She did not speak to the press. It has been suggested that her advice to her husband is key to his decision whether he will resign. I emailed a Wiener advisor this morning to ask if there had been any changes in the circumstances. As of today, the reply was nope. But pressure on him to resign has been growing day by day, with Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi now publicly calling for his resignation and the president doing pretty much the same.
I think he's embarrassed himself. He's acknowledged that. He's embarrassed his wife and his family. Ultimately, there's going to be a decision for him and his constituents. I can tell you that if it was me, I would resign.
Wiener remains on a formal two-week leave of absence, allegedly being treated at an undisclosed location.
Blah, 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 blah. These people, Fox is especially guilty, if that's the right word, of this. The non-news imagine how difficult this must be. What does that got to do with the news? That's not a news statement. I'm a hardcore news guy, having been brought up in the real world of news, ran a newsroom at a radio station in Boston for some amount of time, and distinguished the conversational opportunities on programs like this and other talk radio and real talk radio and talk television shows versus the news shows, and everybody's crossed the line. So it is a lot of blah, 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 blah at this point in time. So you have some blah, blah, blah to add to the Wienergate discussion. Help yourself to 800-510-8255. Congressman Wiener in the focus at 13 past the hour on the countdown.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
When you're shopping for a home at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Do you want a credit card, but current or past credit problems are holding you back? Then you need to get the Classic Black Secured Visa Card by going to thebestsecuredcard.com. This is a secured card backed by your deposit at Public Savings Bank, an FDIC-insured bank. Your credit, income, and employment status are not considered in your approval. You can get a Black Classic Secured Visa Card right now at thebestsecuredcard.com. Take advantage of the special introductory 0% APR for the first 6 months on purchases with no monthly or annual fees. Every penny of your deposit is FDIC insured by the federal government, so there's absolutely no risk to you. This card will enable you to establish or rebuild your credit, and you'll be able to shop, travel, and live like you want to live. Simply log on to thebestsecuredcard.com right now so you can have a Classic Black Secured Visa Card on its way to you. That's thebestsecuredcard.com.
Aaron, technician from Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning.
The side window and the windshield on their car have been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
800-510-8255. Follow us on Twitter if you want to. Facebook is better. Doug Stephan, Doug at DougStephan.com is a quick communication tool. Here, Talk host Steve Scott speaking with Bob Fuss of CBS about the closed-door meetings in the House about Congressman Wiener.
Did House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi call this meeting, and why did she call it?
Well, she did, though it wasn't specifically about Wiener, though they obviously talked about him. You know, this is a regular closed-door meeting of House Democrats. They have them all the time. Republicans had one today as well. They discussed a lot of issues. But this was the first meeting since this Wiener story started dominating the news. And Leader Pelosi did tell the Democrats in the meeting why she's asked him to resign. They did talk about it. There was some discussion. And that was the only thing reporters asked the Democrats about coming out of the meeting.
Was there any sort of consensus that we know of on whether or not Anthony Wiener should resign?
Well, I think there's generally a consensus that they want him out. You know, pretty much everybody we talked to either said he should resign or didn't say. There's no one saying that, you know, they want him to stay. You know, he is clearly a distraction from issues they want to talk about. But several of them pointed out what is clearly the case is that it is up to him. He can decide whether he stays. His voters in his district can decide whether he's elected again. And he would not be the first member caught up in a bad scandal who ended up surviving it. But at this point, I'm not really sure what he's going to end up doing.
Are there punitive measures that the House can take against him? I mean, I wouldn't think he's going to be kicked out of Congress or anything like that.
No, and you know, remember, I mean, as distasteful and awful as some of these things are that he's acknowledged doing, none of them appear to be illegal, and House rules violations, if there are any, I think are fairly minor. There are things they could do, but there doesn't seem to be any indication that they want to. Things like taking him off committees or not letting him, you know, into the meetings with the other Democrats. As several New York representatives pointed out today, you know, that would, in effect, be punishing his constituents, not him, in terms of lessening his power to serve them.
800-510-8255. Here's talk host Keith Larson on the countdown. Doesn't think Wiener ought to continue to be paid while he's on his leave.
There's federal law that says Anthony Wiener, under these circumstances of this leave of absence of his, the way that it's been done, that he should not be getting paid. And so why is he getting paid? Cut him off. There are specific laws and provisions that a member's salary shall be deducted for each day that they are, you know, absent from work, except for certain circumstances and certain documentation. And the Wiener doesn't fit the certain circumstances and documentation. So cut him off. He should not be getting paid, but he's getting paid. And because it's all good old boys, nobody wants to move against his paycheck. Nobody wants to do this, but they should. But even beyond that, could a person, could you, where you work, now at a different level from all the Wiener jokes, but he's got this leave of absence now, and he shouldn't be getting paid for it, says the Washington Times. Could you, where you work, could you get busted for, and he hasn't been charged with anything, at least not yet, don't know if he broke any laws, well, maybe not yet, and I'm not talking just about congressional ethics laws, but laws, literally. Now, he may have, there may be investigations, but could you get caught and exposed to the public sending the pictures of yourself that the Wiener has sent to all of these women? Ridiculous pictures. Creepy, perverted, stupid, juvenile. I mean, it's all of this, right?
And more. 800-510-8255 on the countdown of 21 past.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Extend your life with
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does, and here we are. Your thoughts about Anthony Weiner, if you want to share them, 800-510-8255, amid and amongst the input from various talk radio and talk television programs that we monitor to put this program together. One of them is hosted by a fellow named Bill Carroll, who talked about the news media's obsession with this scandal.
We in the media are obsessed with Anthony's Weiner. I have been too. I mean, how do you avoid a story like that? It's just, it's too good to resist. And it's also indicative of what's wrong with politics in America, in that you have people who, in a time like this, are preoccupied with their own lives, their own lust for power, their own greed. And I think that's ultimately, it's not just that this guy showed his male member to the world. It really is that. At some level, we know subconsciously this defines the worst part of politicians. At a time when we need them the most, this is what these guys are doing. And they're not all doing precisely that, but they're doing things that are in the same realm. You know, self-centered, greedy, things that in the end only benefit their own blind ambition and their lust for power. Instead of trying to help people, working people who just want to get ahead and don't want to be underwater on their mortgage anymore, want their house to be worth something when they retire. Want their kids to think they might get a job when they graduate. Just want things that they had. What their parents wanted for them and what their parents wanted for them, that's all. And so that's why we're a little obsessed with Anthony Weiner. Unfortunately, even the president of what is still the most powerful country in the world, with a flawed economic system that's the best we know, even with all of that, the president has to be dragged into this. I have to say, I think he's on the right thing with Anthony Weiner. I think he's on the right thing to kind of stay above it. And you can't completely ignore the question. Because the question is going to keep coming up and keep coming up until he answers it. So he did finally really, he's touched on it just gently in the past. He got into a little more, and I think as far as he needs to. I think we should let the President of the United States off the hook on Weiner after this. And here's what he said. This is new stuff from President Obama on Anthony Weiner, the congressman who refuses to step down.
Obviously, what he did was highly inappropriate. I think he's embarrassed himself. He's acknowledged that. He's embarrassed his wife and his family. Ultimately, there's going to be a decision for him and his constituents. I can tell you that if it was me, I would resign.
Yeah, I hope so. I'll just take your word for that. I don't know if that's true, but I hope he would. You know what bothers me about that is, because now I know, here's the President of the United States. And in his mind right now is Anthony Weiner's. Right, you said to the president, what do you think about pink elephants? He's going to imagine a pink elephant. Now we're reduced to the president of the United States of America thinking about some congressman's private part. It's just beyond sad, isn't it?
Yes, it is. 800-510-8255. Sad, ridiculous. Maybe I'll ask Larry what he thinks the word is. All right, Larry, in terms of this whole situation, the amount of time being spent on it, news media coverage, it actually rivals Sarah Palin's release of all of her email. Absolutely absurd. What word would you use for it? Larry?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
I just asked you a question about a word.
Yeah. As far as the Weiner affair, sir, no, he is a liberal Democrat. Politically, I'm liberal Democrat.
What does being a liberal Democrat have to do with showing pictures of your crotch?
Well, it's a free life left-wing society, sir.
Come on. The foolishness. The people who come back with that stuff. I'm sorry, Larry. Actually, I'm not sorry at all. There are more Republicans who have been guilty of this kind of stupid stuff. There are Democrats who have done it, but if you look at the list of people who have been embarrassing or who have embarrassed themselves or better yet embarrassed their spouse, the list is a lot longer of Republicans who are right of center than liberals. So liberal versus conservative when it comes to this is a nonsensical involvement. That's sorry to throw rain on your parade, but that's the way I see it. 28 past the hour. We'll move on in a few minutes here.
If you've never experienced Gel-In with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because Gel-In does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you Gel-In?
I'm glad I have feet.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in our walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Of issue and importance, the world of talk radio and talk television reviewed on the radio through this program, 800-510-8255, as we review, well, we've been on to the Wienergate. A quick aside for a moment, an investigation is going, I don't know if investigation is the right word, but I guess that's appropriate, over commercials that are being bought and paid for by various interest groups. I don't know why this is a major thing. I think anybody ought to have the ability to buy a commercial or an announcement on any radio program they want to, but because of the extreme, the heightened focus, the left versus the right, there are a lot of people on the left and the right who are examining some of these issues. So Politico.com is looking at the Heritage Foundation spending a couple of million bucks on Rush Limbaugh's program, and Sean Hannity's program, and Mark Levin's program, and Glenn Beck's program. I don't know why they want to make something about this. Their sponsorship, just like anybody who has a message, ought to be able to buy a time if they don't have their message. We think in traditional terms, like having Walmart or whoever the commercials that run on this program or any program, anybody who wants to spend the money to present a message, they're welcome to do so, no matter how crazy the message. I think that people ought to be able to buy time and say whatever they want to say, and whatever comes out of it, if it's libelous, you take the people that have been responsible for the ad to court, however that works. But I find it very interesting in the talkosphere that we're in right now that people are so interested in stirring the pot for whatever the reason that somebody would investigate that. That's just a side comment as we move on. Focusing on the wars in the Middle East, Libya, Pakistan, start with Libya, as CNN's Kiran Chetri speaks to law professor Matthew Waxman. You may have heard that there are a lot of people, including Dennis Kucinich, who have filed a suit against the House, I'm sorry, against the White House, to stop the war. There apparently is a violation of the War Powers Act, and that's what this discussion is about.
What is the Speaker of the House saying that the president is not complying with as it relates to Libya.
Right. So in the wake of the Vietnam War, the Congress passed the War Powers Resolution to try to prevent the president from engaging in unilateral wars abroad without congressional consent. And among other things, it requires that after 60 days of hostilities, the president is supposed to withdraw forces unless Congress has explicitly authorized that operation.
And in this case, what would, if they indeed find that he is not in compliance or that there wasn't an authorization, what actually happens? Like, what teeth does Congress actually have to change?
Well, that's a big question, and other presidents have sort of blown through this deadline. I mean, there are a couple of options. One possibility is Congress could sue. That's not really a viable option. Courts tend not to get involved in these situations. More likely, what Congress is trying to do is use this War Powers Resolution argument as a bit of a political stick to score some political points, to force the president to go up to Capitol Hill, spend political capital in defending the war, and try to get a stronger voice, a congressional voice, in shaping Libya operations.
The other option Congress does have is they could vote to deauthorize funding.
That's right. I mean, Congress always has this sort of trump card of the power of the purse. They could pull funding from Libya operations. That's, I think, very unlikely because it's politically very difficult to do so while our forces are engaged.
Right. And the president's also argued that, first of all, this is not unilateral. We're in a support role. This is a NATO-led operation, and so none of this really applies. How viable is that?
Well, I mean, I think we don't yet know exactly what the president's argument is going to be. The White House has said it's incomplete with the War Powers Resolution. I think what we'll see is it's probably going to argue that these operations don't rise to the level of armed hostilities that the War Powers Resolution was talking about, because U.S. forces are largely in a support role. We don't have boots on the ground. We're really sort of in a support role of a NATO and large coalition operation.
Politically speaking, though, it is interesting to see Speaker Boehner, a Republican, sort of making this a battle cry, if you will, after, you know, 8 years of an administration that was viewed as, you know, much more hawkish, and the one that was pushing for some more military foreign intervention as it relates to Iraq and Afghanistan. Politically speaking, because you've been in, you know, on that side of it as well, what do they have to gain here?
Well, I think the politics on this issue cut in all kinds of different directions. For one thing, I think if you look at polling, public support for Libya operations is not really that strong. I think it's also a time at which the American public, members of Congress, are really focused on domestic issues. And so perhaps this is a way of really trying to put the president in a tough position of, like I say, spending his political capital defending yet another foreign military operation abroad.
All right. So the War Powers Act, us being involved in Libya, you for it or against it? 800-510-8255. Interesting that the White House is so vigorously defending the right to keep the military engaged in Libya without getting congressional approval. This appears to have done not much to soothe anger among Republican lawmakers and anti-war Democrats over the consultations with Congress during this past 3 months. So the report and the lawsuit against the president and the amount of money that we're spending every day is a focus of conversation, appropriately so, don't you think? 800-510-8255. One more excerpt from a talk radio program, this one hosted by Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette. Here they speak with ABC's Ann Compton about the War Powers Act.
Friday is going to mark the 90th day since the president committed troops to the Libyan effort, and according to the resolution, Congress must authorize the deployment for it to continue any further. So the speaker would like to hear from the president by Friday as to why the military action is justified. Ironically, these two are scheduled to play golf together on Saturday. That should be interesting. Ann, could that golf game be a little testy?
No, I think today the White House may indeed mount that legal response to John Boehner and Congress. Remember, this goes back to the Vietnam-era War Powers Act, which said presidents have to give Congress notice and let them declare war. It's basically a kind of a constraint on presidents. What the White House is going to do is make the justification, the legal justification, that the U.S. went in initially but then pulled back, that NATO, basically the British and French, are the ones handling the air operations now, and that this does not amount to combat.
What can John Boehner do to force the issue with Barack Obama?
Well, John Boehner actually has kind of ridden to the president's rescue on this. When the Libya operation was underway, there were some in Congress, in the House, who wanted to pass a resolution stopping it, cutting off all money for the Libya operations. And frankly, at that moment, Boehner thought that cutting off of all funds might have passed. So he kind of came to the president's rescue saying, well, I'll give you till the 90-day point to report to us on why this shouldn't be now put up for a war resolution under the War Powers Act. So the president let the president, the speaker let the president buy a little time. As you know, since the Vietnam era, no president I've covered, Republican or Democrat, has ever abided by the War Powers Resolution. White House has rejected, but they do report to Congress under what they call consistent with the War Powers Act. They try to have it both ways.
Politicians, that's amazing, Ann. What are the options that Congress has, if you will, if the president sort of thumbs his nose to them?
Power of the purse. That's the way this government's set up. If Congress passes a resolution through both the House and Senate that says not one dime can be used of federal money to support any of this operation in Libya, then basically the president would have to pull back. He'd bring those rescue helicopters back, the ones that are standing by in case the jet goes down, bring back the ships that are offshore, and basically desert the allies, the NATO allies, who are running this operation. And no president wants Congress to ever cut the financial strings on something that the president feels is absolutely necessary. The president still argues that continued consistent pressure on Gaddafi will eventually force him to step down.
All right, so there's another point of view with the focus on Libya and Ann Compton. Up next, the situation in Pakistan, as it appears that the CIA has lost a couple of their agents, or at least informants, not agents. I heard somebody talk about this as agents being arrested. No, but people who helped out the U.S. as Pakistani relations are on a collision course. And we'll talk about that in a moment here on the Countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. It's nice to be able to do it in one shot. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-card discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800
1-800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes, and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
When you're shopping for a home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we created the Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval. Come in, sit down, and talk with a Wells Fargo Home Mortgage Consultant, and we'll let you know the mortgage loan range for which you could qualify. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is a great first step to help you start looking at homes within your price range. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. A Priority Buyer Pre-Approval is not a commitment to lend. Please call for additional program details. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
800-510-8255. So we have the situation in Pakistan now where the Pakistani intelligence agency has rounded up a couple of CIA informants that helped us find bin Laden. Here from CNN, Christine Romans talks to former CIA officer Mike Baker about what Pakistan is hoping to get out of these informants.
I want to begin with the information that Pakistan's intelligence agency, ISI, what are they hoping to glean from these informants?
Well, they're going to be looking to find out how they were managed, how they were handled, how they were developed and recruited. Then they'll be looking for any operational information that gives them better insight into how this whole raid eventually took place. But I think it's important to try to put this in context because, you know, on the outset, obviously, we look at this and we think, you know, how could they possibly do this, right? But our relationship with the Pakistanis, with the ISI, with the military, with the government, it tends to range from all right to testy to dysfunctional. And we've clearly veered off into the dysfunctional lane. But we have to remember, we conducted a unilateral operation on their turf and with perfectly good reason, obviously, and a terrific outcome. But if you reverse this and if you said, what if a foreign nation carried out that same type of operation on our turf? Well, I guarantee you, we would do the same thing. We would try to identify if any local citizens had supported that foreign nation in carrying out that raid.
Sure.
And undoubtedly, we would pick them up and do the same thing.
It's humiliating. You call the relationship dysfunctional. I know Secretary of Defense Robert Gates recently kind of described it as a bad marriage. But I do want to go back to the information because you mentioned, you know, the fact that the ISI probably hopes to get some kind of information about the raid specifically. But don't you also think they're going to be talking to these guys trying to get information about covert operations on behalf of the CIA or other American forces in their country?
Right. And that's where they're going to eventually run up into a brick wall. And in all honesty, I mean, I think it's also important to point that what will happen is anytime you're operating in a foreign country, you know, without going into sources and methods, if you've got to recruit the assistance of local citizens, you're going to keep that very compartmentalized. They're not going to have a big picture into what's going on. They're going to be, you know, working on a particular task. And that is true whether it's us working overseas or whether it's some other foreign country service working, you know, elsewhere. So they're not going to glean a lot from these individuals. Mm-hmm. What we have to look for is we have to look for how long this stays, you know, on the front burner for the Pakistanis, because what we want to have happen is for this eventually just to dissipate, because at the end of the day, we may have this bizarre, dysfunctional, often untrusting relationship with them, but we need at the end of the day to be cooperating back and forth. We cannot reach our objectives as they're currently set without some type of functioning relationship.
What a disgrace. The Pakistanis arrest these informants. Isn't that, I mean, we have a relationship. What kind of relationship do we have? Here is host Jim Scott talking to military analyst
Colonel Dean Smittle about this. We started talking a little bit about bin Laden, and then you said, boy, there's something breaking with the CIA. What's the story?
Well, apparently Pakistan's top spy agency, Inter Service Intelligence, or ISI, has arrested some of those informants who fed information to the CIA in the months prior to the raid that resulted in the killing of Osama bin Laden. And the Pakistani military and the government's not very pleased with that. It was a Pakistani Army major who, in the week before the raid, copied license plates of cars entering and leaving the bin Laden compound.
Why would they arrest him?
Well, because they didn't like him feeding information to CIA.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Check us out at DougStephan.com. Hopefully you find this hour informative and enlightening as to what's going on in your favorite talk radio programs with your favorite talk radio hosts. A little insight from me because I've been around this game a number of years. Your calls are welcome as we find some of the input from these hosts and programs to be pretty compelling, and I'll tell you if I think they are or they aren't, along with the issues being reviewed themselves. It seems the Republican candidates have been less united in their discussions this week on national security, foreign policy, the presidential candidates expressing a desire to withdraw from Afghanistan, which is pretty interesting considering where it all began, right? But the candidates have not really come up with any new ideas. So says Joe Scarborough, his co-host Mika Brzezinski, and Willie Geist with their conversation here. We're listening into an interview. I don't know if it's an interview. It's kind of a conversation between Time Magazine's Mark Halperin, Newsweek's John Meekum about the debate this week.
Did anybody hear anything, any new ideas? Mark, I'll ask you about jobs. How do we create jobs? That was the first question from a voter in Portsmouth. I really didn't hear anything new that made me, I think Rick Santorum said let's drill more.
Fine.
Being for tax cuts and regulatory reform is part of every Republican's verbal arsenal now. No new ideas. No ideas that could capture the public imagination on the number one issue. It's amazing to me that people didn't come in and try to have
something to say. Specifically, yes, Republicans have always said less taxes, less regulation, more freedom. Yay, everybody applaud. But what kind of tax cuts? What type of regulatory reform? Are you talking about letting the banks loose back on Wall Street again? Or are you talking about small businesses? Are you talking about tax breaks for Goldman Sachs? Or are you talking about tax breaks for a small business owner that hires of four people instead of three? I mean, did anybody hear any Andy?
There was nothing about tax credits
specific.
Even the most elementary sort of things that's being discussed right now, they didn't touch on them at all. I mean, I was really surprised. I mean, they really just wanted to get rhetoric across, and they succeeded.
But it's complicated. But I mean, that's the complication of being a free market, free enterprise party, right? What they can't really say, here's what the government should do outside of tax cuts, because they don't want. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of them feel they don't want to be George W. Bush in a way, in TARP and getting into the economy. I mean, you're dealing with the base right now, and you really don't have to make that.
Yeah, you can be against QE3, right? More quantitative means no way, no more government.
That's what Willie was just saying.
Yeah. He was.
They all agreed to slash the corporate tax rate.
Right.
Some of them suggested repealing Sarbanes-Oxley and Dodd-Frank.
Yep.
And Michelle Bachmann said by repealing what she called Obamacare, that would create jobs because she says it kills some 800,000 jobs.
And getting rid of the EPA is another way to
get rid of the EPA.
More jobs.
Yeah.
Don't forget that John Huntsman, who I think is one of the three heavyweight candidates in this field right now, was not there. Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, who may well run and has been governor of Texas while they've created a lot of jobs, mm-hmm. was not there. Those two guys, if they enter, I think will try to come in strong with economic platforms that will make the next debate, if they're in it, more specific than this one was.
All right, here's radio host Bill McEwen speaking with analyst Sal Russo about how this field of candidates is sort of flat as it shapes up.
With Mitt Romney, it looks like he's going out there. Clearly, he looks presidential. But I'm wondering, can he run a whole campaign that he runs against Barack Obama in the GOP primary? At some point, is he going to have to distinguish himself from his competition? Or can he just kind of remain above the fray?
No, I think it's very competitive out there. I don't think anybody has a lock on it. Certainly, Governor Romney is the front runner in most of the polls, and is going to be a formidable candidate. But, you know, in my role as the chief strategist for the Tea Party Express, we have a presidential bus tour that starts in California on August 20th and culminates in a presidential debate on September 12th that we're doing with CNN. And that is going to be a tour where the candidates are being asked to address how they would deal with the economic problems facing America. What are their solutions and what are their plans? And I think the candidate that best articulates an economic plan to get America's economy back is going to be the most successful as the nominee and ultimately in the general election in November 2012.
All right, so lots of speculation, the usual stuff, but there was a comment made there about the people who didn't show up at the debate this past Monday and what they may offer in terms of consideration for a good candidate. So that gives us a little encouragement, does it not? Talk Radio Countdown Show, produced by Stefan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Michael Fortier. I'm Doug Stefan. Thanks for hanging around in this hour of the Countdown.